They were shut down after the earthquake. However, hydrogen explosion occurred and the building ceiling was blown away. And also, there was a fire in number 4 reactor, number 3 reactor. We've seen a white smoke coming out. And today, the SDF force has tried to pour large amounts of water from the sky from a helicopter. However, today, this was not possible. The crisis continues.
This
power plant was supposed to be safe because of the state-of-the-art technology. What is happening at our power plants?
March 11th.
Massive tsunami waves hit the coast of eastern Japan. Ahead was the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant facing the sea. The plant was hit by an unprecedented disaster. The first incident occurred at the number 1 reactor. Nuclear reactors are housed in solid containment vessels. On the day of the earthquake, the plant was using heat from nuclear fission to generate power. It was during that process that a massive magnitude 9 earthquake hit the plant. But control rods were automatically activated and inserted in between fuel rods to halt the nuclear fission. Furthermore, an emergency backup power generator located underground restored the power to the system. The emergency core cooling system designed to inject water into the reactor was also activated. Had the cooling continued, the safety of the reactor would have been assured. However, the cooling device suddenly stopped. This official of the Nuclear Safety Industry Agency says that the emergency core cooling system is believed to have halted. The cause was the massive tsunami waves that hit the nuclear plant 1 hour after the earthquake. This is recorded on data. This is the tsunami records taken at Soma City in Fukushima Prefecture, some 45 kilometers to the north of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. First, a trough of wave followed by a rapid rise in tidal height is recorded. Waves as high as 7.3 meters reached the area. The violent waves well beyond one's imagination were also captured in satellite photos. Debris scattered around the reactor. Landscape totally changed. The fuel oil tanks and other facilities along the coastline were all washed away. Tsunami waves reached as far as 300 meters from the coastline. The tsunami waves inundated part of the facilities of the nuclear plant. Electrical equipment was soaked in water, and this is believed to be the cause of the emergency core cooling device failure. The failure caused the fuel rods to emit heat, and water started to evaporate. The exposed fuel rods reacted with water vapor, and hydrogen gas filled the reactor.
原子炉から漏れ出
て、hydrogen gas, which is light in weight, reached the ceiling of the building.
そして爆発。
And then came the blast.
建屋の天井は吹き飛びましたが、
the ceiling of the building blew off.
原子炉を守る格納容器には影響がなかったと見られています。
Housing the reactor was thought to be intact.
鉄骨部分だけを残し、
This is the number
上部の壁と天井が吹き飛んだ1号機
where only the steel frame remains,
原子炉を冷やすための吸水作業が続けられました。
Water was injected in an attempt to cool the reactor.
しかし2日後には However, 2 days later, 3号機でも同様の爆発が発生
The same explosion occurred at the number 3 reactor.
さらに翌日
Furthermore, the next day,
2号機でも深刻な事態が明らかになります
。 A serious event took place at the number 2 reactor.The Nuclear Industrial Safety Agency official says he received information from Tokyo Electric Company that a blast occurred at the number 2 reactor. The number 2 reactor blast was the most serious of all. It was believed to have occurred at the suppression pool, which is.
Part of the containment vessel.
The suppression pool is a device to release water vapor to release pressure.
The
water vapor in the reactor is cooled here. And the pool constantly carries water, carrying radioactive substances. The exposed fuel rods generated hydrogen, and this hydrogen gas flowed into the pool together with the water vapor, and this caused the explosion. Water-carrying radioactive substances are believed to have seeped out. But that was not the end. The number 4 reactor, which had been shut down due to inspection, caught fire. Fuel rods had been extracted from the reactor for inspection. However, there were spent fuel stored in the building.
使用済みでも熱を発する燃料は水を張ったプールで冷却しなければなりません。
Cooled using water in the pool.
ところが地震によって冷却装置が作動しなくなり、水が蒸発、燃料が蒸発してしまったと考えられます。
And water had evaporated. It is believed that as a result, fuel rods were exposed.
そして水素ガスが発生し、
And this caused hydrogen gas, leading to fire outbreak.
火災の後、敷地内で測定された放射線の値が事故発生以来最も高い数値を示しました。
Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano says that
the highestradioactivity level was recorded between the number 2 and number 3, and this level is a level which will have an impact on human health. And today, once again, the number 4 reactor caught fire.
We are
now joined by Professor Akira.Yamaguchi from Osaka University, who has done research on nuclear power plant accidents, and our reporter, Yoshiyuki Yamazaki, from the Science and Culture Division. Now, first of all, with the effect of the earthquake and tsunami, it is no longer possible to cool the core, and also we can't contain the radioactive substances, and the situation developed even further today, this morning, a fire breaking out from the number 4 building, and also this white smoke coming out of the number 3 reactor building.What is the latest situation? Well, as you say, you can't cool the core. Hydrogen is created, and also that leads to explosion. This has occurred in 3 reactors, and today, number 4 reactor, just like yesterday, we saw another fire breaking out, and next door, the reactor number 3, once a hydrogen explosion already occurred here, the ceiling has been blasted away, but today we have seen white smoke coming out.And all of this seems to be related to the fuel pool.
Let us use this chart to explain. As we've seen in the report, so this is the heart of the nuclear power plant, and you have the fuel rods here, and right next door you have the spent fuel rod pool. So this is where the fuel rods will be kept during the regular inspections, but the water level in this pool has gone down, and so the fuel rods here have been exposed, and it seems that this has created heat, created hydrogen, and the blast. And right now, in this fuel, how can we inject water? People are now considering this. The SDF, as well as the U.S. military, police force are all getting together. And for the number three reactor, they will try to pour water from the sky using a helicopter. They consider this today. However, the radiation level in the sky was quite high, so they have given up this today. But for number three and number four reactors, right next to these buildings, there will be fire trucks to inject water using water hoses. And if possible, 1 hour before, it was announced that they will try this out even tonight. So every effort is being made to inject water to cool the system right now. Yes. And one other thing that concerns us is the number five and number six reactor. What is happening here? Well, number five reactor, as for the water level, it seems that it may be going down a little bit according to the information that we have. However, it is not a dangerous situation, a risky situation. The government and also the Tokyo Electric Company is monitoring the situation. And also reactor number six, it still has power generating power to cool the reactor. And therefore, this power generator is being used for both five and six reactors. Now, Professor Yamaguchi, we have heard from Mr. Yamazaki that it's still a risky situation, but how do you see this picture? Well, the safety function, the cooling system is really the core. However, this was not controlled fully. It's really a serious situation. It's very grave.
But
we don't see any symptoms that it's going to get even worse or more serious. And there are still efforts to be made and methods that we can take. Now, I understand that you have just come back from the United States at IAEA. They say that they will be sending people to investigate and survey the situation. So everybody around the world is really focusing on this accident. Yes. Yes, there is great interest in this accident, and people are hoping that the situation could be controlled soon, and people are waiting to learn lessons from this situation.
Now,
the concern is that, how does this compare to past accidents? For example, the accident at Chernobyl and also the Three Mile accident. What is the situation right now? Well, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, compared to the Chernobyl power plant, it's totally different. The Chernobyl power plant, the containment, the stopping functions there. The power plant was not designed to contain radiation, so that's the big difference that we have here. And also the shutdown. Shutdown didn't occur. And so the Chernobyl accident happened in a matter of seconds. It developed into a fire, and all of a sudden radioactive material was spread everywhere.
Meanwhile, in the case of Fukushima, after the earthquake, all the nuclear reactors were halted. And also, there is the structure which is intact to try to protect the reactors. But after a while, the cooling was supposed to take place. But this is the problem that we're seeing. About the containment vessel, the pressure vessel, they are remaining intact. And therefore, we do see that the function has been stopped. And also, we have this containment function in place. Therefore, it's totally different from Chernobyl. So it's compared to Chernobyl, this is a totally different situation. What about the 3 Mile incident? In the case of the 3 Mile incident, the island, the
After the nuclear reactor was stopped, they did not take notice of the fact that the cooling function was dysfunctioned, and about half of the fuel was melted in a short period of time, and this was deposited at the bottom of the pressure vessel, and this melted fuel, which was deposited at the bottom of the pressure fuel, was cooled. And this ended the situation. But at this point in time, that we don't know what is happening, but we don't think that things have evolved to that extent. But it is for sure that the core has been damaged. And that being the case, I think that, it is equal to, well, something equal to that of the Three Miles Island is occurring here. And therefore, there is a need to cool the reactor and to try to settle the accident so that we can put a stop to this series of events so that it reaches, it does not reach the level of the Three Mile Island. Well, in the case of comparing with the Chernobyl, you say that there is this containment function in place, but this number three and number three four reactors, yes, it is outside the reactor, the spent fuel pool. And therefore, for this, how should we consider the situation? Well, about the spent fuel storage pool, well, this is a very important issue, we believe, because as you say, this is outside the containment vessel. But having said that, the spent fuel pool, the fuel here is something that has been cooled down, and the decay heat has been brought down before it is stored. And also this pool, compared to the reactor, has a very large volume, and therefore the fuel is dispersed. So there are gaps in between, you mean, these rods, yes. And therefore, in this storage pool, even if the fuel were to melt, it will not be the case where there will be a very serious case. And also, the decay heat is low. And therefore, it's most important to inject water. By injecting water and having the fuel rods soaked, then these spent fuel rods can be cooled down, and this will settle the issue. Well, supposing that you put water inside, what would happen after that?
Well,
another one day, over the past day or so, we have seen that this problem has occurred at the spent fuel pool, meaning that the heat generation is low and it is evaporating. It took us 5 days to come to this point where we're seeing this concern, meaning that if water were to be put in for a few days at least, we will be able to maintain the condition where the spent fuel rods are being cooled. So it's important that we put water, because we can gain time by doing so. And in the meantime, we can think of other methods of cooling these spent fuel rods. And thereafter, the radiation level comes down, it will become more accessible, this facility. And therefore, I think there will be other methods that can be taken to settle this issue. You said that there are various methods. That is exactly what you meant earlier. All right, thank you. And another thing.
The public are
worried about reaching criticality. So I think there are some people who are worried about that. What about this possibility? Well, I don't think that is possible. It's unthinkable. The reason why I say so is because in the case of the core, the fuel, because the reactor has already been inactivated, the heat generation is very gradual. The temperature rise is very gradual. So the reactor is stopped now, but even if the cooling is not sufficient for a certain period of time and the melting were to happen, and even if it were to be deposited at the bottom of the pressure vessel, from the hot spots, it will come down and be deposited at the bottom, but this can be cooled with the water there. And also, the light water reactor reactor. Once the reactor is stopped in this case, it is designed so that criticality will not be reached.
Now, the spent fuel rods, is there a possibility that criticality will occur here, that they will reach criticality? The spent fuel rod pool, it is really vast, and the fuel rods are quite dispersed, so I don't think there is a possibility of that happening. Well, of course, it doesn't mean that we can rest assured and that we are all safe. Of course, radiation leakage into the atmosphere is continuing even now, so I think that is the most biggest concern right now. Yes, the most important point is that the core and the spent fuel rod pool should be cooled down, and also the coating should be maintained, so that, as well as the containment vessels should be kept, so that we can really contain the radiation from leaking outdoors. Therefore, cooling is the most critical operation that is needed right now. Thank you very much. The accident has greatly affected the lives of the people living near the power plant. Initially, the evacuation area was in the radius of 2 kilometers from the power plant, but now it has been spread to 30 kilometers from the power plant, if you include the area where people are asked to stay indoors. More than 200,000 people had to evacuate, and it was a confusing situation. The Fukushima number one nuclear power plant. Residents who have not been affected greatly by the earthquake and the tsunami had to leave their homes because of the accident. Many residents evacuated to shelters set up by the local government. Every shelter was full and crammed of residents, and there is a shortage of food everywhere. What would happen to our lives, people are thinking, and they wait anxiously. This man says that he came with what he's just wearing, and he can't do anything about the situation now. This woman says that she just wants to go back home. The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant was created about 40 years ago. People were told by the government and the Tokyo Electric Power Company that the nuclear power plant would be safe, and that was why the residents accepted the creation of this power plant. However, now many residents feel that they were betrayed. This woman says that the government said that it was safe, that's why she agreed to the construction. If she knew it would blow up someday, she wouldn't be able to live here. And this man says there were no evacuation drills to prepare for a situation like this, and he hasn't even heard that that was necessary. He says that the Tokyo Electric Power Company never told us about any risky or dangerous situation. Every time the situation worsens, the evacuation area has been widened. Initially, the evacuation scope was in a radius of 3 kilometers from the Daiichi power plant. But the next day, it was spread to a radius of 10 kilometers, and also a 10-kilometer radius from the Daini power plant was set and designated as an evacuation area. And in the afternoon, it was spread to 20 kilometers from the Daiichi power plant. And on the third day, from the 20 to 30 kilometers radius area, people were told to remain indoors. And now at the shelter, there is confusion. An evacuee says that he would have liked to heard that news in the evening. The city official says that he also learned about this a while ago. The news was that the people had to move to another shelter. The evacuation instruction changes as time goes by, and the number of evacuees are now more than expected. Everybody is totally perplexed. And this woman says that the instruction changes every time they move. They are told to evacuate, but she says that she doesn't know where they will be going next. Radioactive substances and radiation is a fear that is totally invisible. Everybody is anxious that they may not be able to go back home. And now there are many people who are leaving the evacuation shelters. Yesterday, there was a long line of cars of people trying to evacuate outside of Fukushima Prefecture.
We're now joined by our commentator, Hiroshi Iwamoto. As we saw in the video, people are complaining that the instructions keep changing, and there was a man who said he'd never experienced any evacuation drill. But can you update us on the evacuation? Well, at present, there are some 200,000 people who are evacuated from their homes. And, well, let's look at where this is happening. Well, this 20 kilometers radius, and this is the Daiichi, and this is the Daini nuclear power plant here. And so people within the 20-kilometer radius have evacuated, and from 20 to 30 kilometers, people are advised to remain indoors. But first, they started from 2 kilometers, and then it expanded to 3, and then 10 kilometers, and now it is 20 kilometers. So gradually, the number of evacuees are increasing, and there are some people who have been told to change from one shelter to another. Now, why do they have to, well, there is no explanation in some cases as to why they have to move, and people are very much stressed. Well, these people have suffered the tsunami, earthquake, disasters, and added to that, there is this radioactivity. And plus that, there is the scarcity of information. This is extremely stressful for the survivors. We see a lot of confusion here, but why is it so confused? Can you explain? Well, I think the channels through which the information is provided is not established. There is no information coming from neither the central government or the prefectural government. We hear a lot of mayors complaining about this. Well, the information provided to the residents is in itself a problem. But I think that, well, 12 years ago at Ibaraki, at the criticality accident in Tokai, I saw that the town mayor was not receiving information, and he was shouting and appealing that he had to make a decision on his own. And 12 years have passed, and yet nothing has changed. I cannot help but ask why. Well, of course, the scale of this disaster is different, and that is a criticality accident, was a tragedy in itself. But we should have learned lessons from that. Yes, it is a problem that the information channel was not established after that. But as we earlier heard, well, information is critical.
Well,
one of the sources of concern is to what extent the radioactive substances are spreading. At present, in the surrounding area of the nuclear power plants, the radioactivity level detected is not that it will have an immediate harm on the people's health. Let's take a look at the series of events that took place yesterday.
On the south side of Fukushima Prefecture is Ibaraki Prefecture. People were anxious here as well. This is Nuclear Energy Safety Division of the Ibaraki Prefecture. Many people called in to ask questions. In Ibaraki Prefecture, since the earthquake, a monitoring of radioactive levels is being done on a 24-hour basis. This is a monitoring post. It measures the radiation level in the atmosphere. Measurements and recording is done every 2 seconds on radiation level and wind direction. There are 51 such monitoring posts within Ibaraki Prefecture. The information from the monitoring posts are gathered here at the Radiation Monitoring Center.
Here,
18 hours worth of records from these monitoring posts are brought here so that a trend could be seen. And since early yesterday morning, the radiation level has gone up in all monitoring posts. This person says that usually the level is about 50, so compared to that, it's 100 times higher now. It is not a level that may harm human health. However, it is a level that is higher than the normal level. If we compare data collected at different locations, you can see that the peak arrives at different timings. Let's take a look at when the monitoring posts recorded these high peaks. The peaks were seen at these yellow dotted areas at 4:30 a.m. The first peaks were observed, and then after that, the areas that had the higher readings moved south. What was happening during this time? Assistant Professor at Kyoto University, Tetsuji Imanaka, is doing research on nuclear power plant accidents around the world. He says that it's just like smoke coming out of a smokestack and dispersing. He says that air containing radioactive substances comes out and spreads into the atmosphere. This is gaseous radiation or radioactive substances in particle form. These substances are usually gaseous or particles, and these would drift in the air, and depending on the wind speed and wind direction, they travel to different areas. The radioactive substances from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, how far did the radioactive substances travel? From early morning through midday, from the Fukushima prefecture to the Kanto area, northerly winds were blowing. And if we look at the time that the peak readings were registered and its time, we see that at 4 a.m. in Iwaki City of Fukushima Prefecture, 40 kilometers away from the power plant, was 23.72 microsievert. It is high, but still half that amount that a person would be exposed to when taking chest x-rays. At 6 a.m., Ibaraki City reached its peak, and then at 9, Utsunomiya. And then, by midday, it reached Yokosuka in Kanagawa Prefecture. So the particles and substances traveled 200 kilometers or more over an 8-hour period. The radioactive substances that is carried by the wind. People in the evacuation shelters are also very worried about this situation. This is a shelter located about 40 kilometers away from the nuclear power plant. People are being tested to make sure that no radioactive substances are adhering to their clothes or skin. No abnormal readings were found, but still the residents are very anxious and worried. This woman says that nobody is telling them what to do, and that's the concern that everybody has. Will there be health impacts on the people who have evacuated? Dr. Masao Tomonaga has been treating radiation sickness over a long time. He says that because radiation cannot be seen, people are worried. Microsievert is a very low amount, but some amounts, minimal amounts, could have been inhaled and may have gone into the people's body. However, it is very minimal, therefore it will not immediately harm people's health.
And now we are joined by Professor Masaharu Hoshi of Hiroshima University, who is an expert on radiation sickness. Thank you for joining us. As we have seen in the video, these radioactive substances, the spread of these substances. Well, Professor Hoshi, how do you observe this situation?
Well,
yes, radioactive substances, they spread in the form of either gas or particles, and they are carried by the wind, and they disperse in this process. So they become leaner and are diluted and yet spread. But looking at the measurements so far, we see that the numbers recorded at the nuclear reactor and 30 kilometers, it's 1,000 over 1, well, 1 over 1,000. And therefore, this radius of 30 kilometers, well, this area, we think is the reading is quite low. Now, therefore, looking at this radiation level, we do not think that this has any immediate impact on human health. And looking at these numbers, you don't think that this is harmful to the human health. But the way the radioactive substances is spreading, does it spread close to the ground or does it go up into the high into the air? Well, it really depends on the case, but if it carries heat, it'll be high and spread. And in that case, but I think in this case, it's following the surface of the ground. And looking at this spreading pattern, is there anything else that you could detect from here? Well, I think this is as of yesterday, but still looking at these numbers. The further away, the lower the number, meaning that, yes, the radioactive substances are being carried by the wind, but they are being dispersed and the numbers are getting smaller.
Yes.
And Mr. Iwamoto, how do you observe this? Well, yes, as Professor Hoshi has rightly stated, we do not believe that this is a level which will have an impact on human health. But this is in the order of microsievert. It's very complicated. There's millisievert and microsievert. It's very complicated. But millisievert is 1,000 folds that of microsievert. At the Fukushima Daiichi site, the reading here, the highest was 400 millisievert. 400 millisievert. Well, if you were to calculate this, this is 400,000 microsievert. And in these different locations, looking at the numbers, you'd see 5.19 or less than 1, meaning that it is diluted to quite an extent as it gets further away from the nuclear plant. Now, what impact does this have? Well, this is our concern, yes. But just to give you an idea here, well, this is in the order of microsievert. Between 7 million to 10 million would be fatal. And 12 years ago, at the Tokai, the critical accident, it was between 6 million to 20 million microsievert. There was that level of exposure causing fatality. Now, 6,900 is a CT scan, one-time CT scan, and the natural exposure is 2,400 per annum. Well, and what we have been explaining, the milli and microsievert is per hour. What I've been saying is per hour. If you were to in that location, you would be exposed to that much radiation, and this is 50 for your breast X-ray. And we were talking about 1 or 0 points of something, meaning that the impact is not, well, it is not to the level that it will have an impact on the human health.
Professor Hoshi, the extent that the radioactive substances has traveled and also the figures that we've just heard, what are the other things that you are focusing on from a perspective of a researcher?
放射線災害の現場を訪れましてですね。
I have gone to many accident sites for investigation and survey. The next problem would be the types of radioactive material. So radioactive material is not just one thing. So what are these elements?
飛んできた各所の放射線の種類にはですね、たくさんありますけども、
The radiation can differ, but we can think about noble gas and iodine, radiative iodine, cesium. These are the major things that we are looking at. Well, we haven't heard about the actual materials or what kind of elements we are talking about. Well, yes, I believe iodine is involved here, but how much has that been spread? We don't have any information about that.So in order to protect ourselves, the way we protect ourselves will differ depending on the element. I see. So depending on the substance, what we have to do will change. Yes. So information like that is something we would like to ask to be disclosed. That is really important.
And Mr. Iwamoto, well, yes, information is not fully provided. And this is something I feel covering this story.The fact that people do not have information is, especially for the survivors, extremely stressful. And therefore, there is a need to try to resolve this problem. And in addition to that, in order to do networking, again, information is necessary. So we would like to see accurate information provided on a very timely manner.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
東京電力はこれまで異常が発生した時も原子炉を止めて燃料を
増やし、放射性物質を閉じ込めることで安全性を確保すると言っておりました。しかし、今回の地震では冷やして閉じ込めるということを実践しました。これまで安全性を確保するために原子力政策を進めてきた。The government has been promoting nuclear power on the premise that it is safe. The power companies will have to review their power strategy. This is inevitable. At this point in time, what is needed from both the government and Tokyo Electric Power Company is to try to take every measure possible to eliminate people of their anxiety. At the same time, we also have to think about the relief to the survivors.
Welcome to Newsline. I'm Hiro Morita in Tokyo. On the New York foreign exchange market on Wednesday, the Japanese currency touched the 79 yen range at one point against the dollar. Dollar selling accelerated on the sharp decline in New York markets following the earthquake and speculation that Japanese companies may sell some overseas assets to buy yen needed at home. The Japanese currency touched 79.98 yen against the dollar at one point. That was close to the yen's record high, 79.75 to the dollar in April 1995. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano says the level of radiation detected about 20 kilometers from the quake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant does not pose an immediate health risk.
365日24時間.
If someone were to stay in this area 24 hours a day for a whole year, they might suffer health problems. But if you stay for several hours or days in this level of radiation, you will not suffer health problems.
Japan Science Ministry detected a maximum radiation level of 0.33 millisieverts per hour in the area on Tuesday evening. Edano told reporters on Wednesday that although people within 20 to 30 kilometers of the plant are being instructed to stay indoors, this does not mean relief workers cannot enter the zone. He urged calm and called for the delivery of supplies to the area. An NHK helicopter spotted white plumes of smoke around 10 a.m. on Wednesday local time. The helicopter was positioned more than 30 kilometers from the nuclear plant.
東京電力福島第一原子力発電所を画面は捉えています。画面中央、白い煙が見えます。Chief
Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano spoke to reporters soon after, confirming that white smoke was rising from the number 3 reactor in the plant. He assumes it is radioactive. Tokyo Electric Power Company told reporters that this smoke might be the steam coming out of the storage pool used for spent fuel in the number 3 reactor. The pool holds 514 units of spent fuel. The company says it is now unable to cool this spent fuel. Japan's self-defense forces have aborted an operation to dump water from the air on the damaged number 3 reactor. The SDF says the radiation level at the site was too high to safely conduct the mission. As plumes of white smoke rose from the reactor, an SDF ground force unit dispatched a CH-47 helicopter from the Kasumi Nome camp in Sendai City, Miyagi Prefecture on Wednesday afternoon. The SDF had planned for the helicopter to make many passes to drop water on the number 3 reactor. Before the start of the operation, the SDF had dispatched another helicopter to monitor the radiation level at the reactor. Officials decided that they could not safely conduct the operation, as radiation levels were expected to surpass 50 millisieverts. That's the limit for health risks. Officials say they will carefully monitor local radiation levels and weather conditions before considering whether to go ahead with the operation. The Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency has said that the containment vessel of the number 3 nuclear reactor and the spent nuclear fuel in the storage pool may not have serious damage. The agency made the announcement at a news conference on Wednesday night. The agency says it detected 10.85 millisieverts per hour at the gate of the plant on Wednesday, but the radiation level later went down. It says the level dropped to 1.47 millisieverts at 4:20 p.m.
仮にもし水が減りすぎて使用済みの燃料が露出してくるようなことがあれば、
Japanese police will dispatch a water cannon truck to cool a storage pool for spent nuclear fuel inside the number 4 reactor. The temperature of the storage pool is heating up, sparking fires on Tuesday and Wednesday. If the reactor cannot be cooled, the fuel may emit hydrogen or meltdown. Plant operator, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, earlier considered pouring water through a hole on the reactor's damaged roof by helicopter. But engineers abandoned that plan after looking at the difficulties of spraying water through a hole dozens of meters from the storage pool. Helicopters can also only carry a limited amount of water per single flight. The water cannon truck sprays water at high pressure. The police will be operating it using special protective clothing. Moving on to the difficulties with the number one and the number two reactors, the core of the problems revolve around the fact the emergency cooling systems failed to kick in when the earthquake hit. Inside the two reactors, the water enveloping the nuclear fuel rods began to evaporate when the cooling systems failed, raising pressure inside the reactor containers. To prevent the containers from being damaged, workers began to release some of the air pressure. The release of gas included some radioactive substances. The company also began to inject water into the reactors. But despite the efforts, the fuel rods became exposed in both reactors. In number two, it is believed the fuel rods were fully exposed twice, causing them to melt. On Saturday, an explosion blew off the roof and walls of the number one reactor. Four workers were injured. However, the explosion did not cause damage to the container, and workers started pumping seawater into the reactors to cool it. But by Wednesday, it is likely the fuel rods were still exposed. In the number two reactor, an explosion occurred on Tuesday, causing damage to the suppression pool. The suppression pool serves to adjust pressure within the reactor container. It is likely radioactive substances have been leaking from the reactor since that explosion. The Nuclear Safety Agency says the radiation levels increased near the plant gate, and a 10 millisievert per hour reading was recorded on Wednesday morning. Since Saturday night, a further 28,000 people have evacuated their homes to other areas to avoid possible radiation from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. As of Wednesday, 31 towns in Fukushima Prefecture had accepted at least 28,152 evacuees in addition to those who had taken shelter in those municipalities by Saturday night. Many temporary shelters in the prefecture were too crowded to accept the newcomers. At a shelter about 100 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi plant, 295 evacuees joined the 38 people who went there straight after the earthquake. Some of the newcomers say they had to go there because the first shelter they went to was overcrowded. They say some of them had not yet received any radioactive screening tests. The number of people from Fukushima trying to evacuate to other prefectures is on the rise. Neighboring Niigata Prefecture says it has booked another 17 hotels in Niigata City and elsewhere for evacuees from Fukushima to stay at. About 2,700 people from Fukushima have already taken shelter in Niigata.
Residents within 20 kilometers of the plant were told to evacuate. My home is about 21 kilometers away, so I decided to come here.
Yamagata Prefecture has started providing Fukushima evacuees with screening tests and health counseling services at four health centers. At least 1,600 Fukushima residents have moved to Yamagata Prefecture. Japan's foreign ministry has urged calm after several